Good Wednesday afternoon, and welcome inside the Barnes Closing Ag Market Report for November 14th. This is Brian Ulmer reporting for the Cooperative Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio. First, let's take a look at those closing numbers. Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Livestock Complex, a down day in live cattle. December closed down 77.5 cents at 114.60. February closed down 15 cents at 118.60. And April closed down a nickel at 120.57.5. Same story in feeder cattle. November, though, did close up 7.5 cents at 149.05. However, January closed down 17.5 cents at 146.80. March closed down 45 cents at 143.67.5. And April closed down 42.5 cents at 144.05. Over two lean hogs. December closed down 30 cents at 57 bucks even, while February closed up 17.5 cents at 62.35, and April closed up 2.5 cents at 67.75. And before the commercial break, today's closing Class 3 milk futures. November closed up 2 cents at 14.55, December closed up 8 cents at 14.89, and January closed up 3 cents at 15.09. Back with those closing grain complex numbers in just a moment. Colorado Livestock Association members are cattle and sheep feeders, cow-calf producers, dairy farmers, swine operations, and industry partners. They work on behalf of their members in the regulatory and legislative arenas in Colorado. The Colorado Livestock Association also has a strong safety and workers' compensation program comprised of livestock producers that benefit from pooling their resources and developing a strong safety culture on their operations. To learn more and become a member of the Colorado Livestock Association, please visit coloradolivestock.org.
I want to protect my kids. Every mom does. So did you know that the gas we're all using puts dangerous toxic particles in the air? And that all of us, including our kids, are breathing this cancer-causing stuff? I just learned this. That's the bad news. The good news? American ethanol makes our air cleaner and healthier because it burns clean. And the more American ethanol we use, the less nasty stuff we breathe. And that's good for all of us, especially our kids.
Visit getbiofuel.com/Colorado.
Brought to you by the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Okay, people, this is it. The flavor starts now, with pork. Now we're talking Dijon and herb-crusted pork chops, apple cider ham with molasses glaze, and savory pork puttanesca. Wait, now I'm hungry. So start the flavor now at pork.org/cooking. With all the can't-wait-to-make recipes you want now.
Brought to you by your Colorado Pork Producers Council. Learn more online at copork.org. Moving on, those closing grain complex numbers at the Chicago Board of Trade. First, the soybean complex. November soybeans closed up 3.25 at 870.5, while December soybean meal closed up 1.80 at 305.70, and December soybean oil closed up 2 cents at $27.57. Over the week complex, a down day once again there. December Chicago wheat closed down 4.75 at 503, while December Kansas City wheat closed down 5.5 at 481, and July closed down 6 cents at 529.5. And finally, in corn, December closed up 0.5 at 367, March closed up 0.25 at 378, and July closed down 1 at 392.25. For more on the ag markets and more ag news, visit the barn online at barnmedia.net.